Hey, can we talk? You know, about yesterday night. No, I'm not mad. No, please. Don't apologize. Really, don't. I'm not sorry. And I don't want you to be either. Please just let me talk for a bit, okay? Okay. Thank you. Goodness. I'll just say it. Yesterday, that was rape. You were upset. You were a little drunk, maybe. I don't know. But whatever it was, you just grabbed me, pinned me down on the floor. You tore my clothes off and then just pushed inside me without even asking if I wanted this or giving any consideration about my feelings. Yeah, that is rape. Is it not? You satisfied your needs on me. Used my body without any thought about anything. And when you were done, you just left without a word. You didn't even look at me afterwards. Or what I'm actually throughout. I was just a convenient hole for your cock to be shoved into. A sex toy you owned. Casually used and then discarded. I want you to know that I loved every second of it. Look at me. Look at me now. Okay? Do you see me? I'm not a crying mess. I'm not complaining about being abused. I'm happier than I have been in my life. And I want to stay like this. No. No, please don't say anything just yet, okay? Please. I can tell by the look on your face that you think I've lost it. That I'm broken and need help. But that's not what this is. There is nothing broken here. I have never been more whole in my life. I never told anyone about this. But here, now, with you, I can finally say it. I want, no, no. I crave, and I yearn to be owned. I don't want to decide about anything. I don't want a career. I don't want any of this strong, independent woman bullshit. I need to have someone who controls me, decides my every move, owns me as his property. Someone who understands that. Someone who understands that I was made to be ruled, not even like a slave. I want to be less than that. A slave is still a person. But I want to be a thing, an object. I want to be owned by you. Please. Babe, please, just let me finish this. It took me all my life to come up with the courage to even put this into words. And if it had not been for last night, I probably never would have. Before you say no, please, please, before you say no, I beg of you, let me describe exactly what it is I'm proposing here. It's like, you know, like a business transaction, if you will. I propose to become your legal property, not your girlfriend or even your fuck buddy. I want to be understood as a part of your house inventory, an object in your possession, like a chair or a table or a dish rag. As an object, I will not be in a position to make any decisions, demands, any voice agreements or disagreements about the way I am being utilized. It will be solely up for you to decide how and if you want to make use of me. Every way you decide to use me will be acceptable. There are no limitations to this, no taboos, no boundaries, either spoken or unspoken. To ensure you fully understand what I mean by no limitations, I mean in absolute terms that whatever you want to do is permitted. You can put me in a corner and forget about me for days. You can use me as a footrest. You can order me to clean, wash, cook, sing, dance, whatever you can think of, I will eagerly comply with. You will decide what clothes I wear, if I am to wear any. You will decide if I cut or grow my hair and what color it should be. You will decide about my diet, if I should gain or lose weight, if I should exercise to become more toned or more flexible, or any combination. You will decide if I speak, what I say, when I say it, and in which way I express it. You will decide by which term I am addressing you, if I am to be allowed to address you at all. I will take on any name you prefer and respond to any gesture or command that you make. And you will decide when and if your physical needs are to be met by me. You will decide in which way they are to be met, whether or not I will be allowed to derive enjoyment from it, if it will occur in a public or private setting, if I should moan your name, cry and whimper, or remain in absolute silence. You will have absolute freedom about how my body is utilized in this. By your decision, I will pose for you or just spread my legs and look away. I will kneel and beg or crawl on all fours like a cat in heat. Everything, and I do mean everything, is permitted. You can treat me gently or violently. You can cherish or abuse me, exalt or demean me, grant or deny me orgasms, use every square inch of my body any way you see fit. You can beat me, choke me, pull my hair, spit in my face, make me masturbate in public. You can collar me, brand me, tattoo me, make me call my mom while pleasuring you. Anything, anything and everything you can think of, I will comply with. Should you so decide, I will of course marry you, and I will bear your children should you have the desire to breed me. If you prefer for me to be lactating without breeding, I will ensure this by taking the appropriate medications until you decide otherwise. You can also decide for others to make use of me. I will service any man or woman you deem appropriate at your command, but I will remain owned by you. In return for this absolute submission and obedience, I ask to be kept in your house, to be fed and kept sheltered from the elements as needed to sustain my health, and to be treated as your property from here on out. This agreement should stand until and unless you decide to dissolve it. I will never attempt to undermine or change it. There it is. This is my offer. What do you say? Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. At once, sir. Okay. At once.